And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is stay open and free. We recommend you consider this idea. Stay open and free. We see that when you are held in the clutches of fear, you constrict, your body does, your mind, your spirit does not constrict, but its avenue to be with you and guide you is narrowed. Fear causes constriction, the closing down of open pathways for you to experience the presence of God and your spirit and all guidance and everything that you need. Free is about releasing limitations, opening up to new formats, new possibilities, new opportunities. When you feel free, your body is relaxed. You feel a sense of possibility, of alertness, awakeness. You feel love. You feel energy. Think about this in your life and your daily life. Are you open and free? Are you open to plans changing, to roles shifting, to newness coming in? New views, new perspectives, new ideas? Are you free from the constrictions of the formats you have laid down in your life? How you are supposed to be, who you are supposed to be, how you need to look, how others perceive you. All of these things hold you hostage, keep you in prison, not free, not open and available to all that life has for you. If you would allow yourself to let life give you, deliver to you, provide you with the abundance that is intended for you, the joy, the lightheartedness, the knowingness, the understanding, the compassion, all of the things that are the gifts for you in this lifetime. They are gifts. They are not something that you need to earn or to do something to deserve. This is how creation has been designed by the God that created this realm. All abundance, all love and goodness, fulfillment, accomplishment. Those things that are the essence of God in the third dimension. So, stay open and free. Challenge yourself this week. How often are you closing down? For example, a conversation that might be uncomfortable that needs to happen, and you are putting it off, closing down the opportunity for light to bear forth on the situation. Or closing down in the idea that you are not loving yourself and that you have a little notepad of items that you believe you have done wrong or you need to do better. And so you are not opening simply to loving yourself as you are growing and learning. How often do you feel constricted and not free? Look at these things in your life. As you're heading to work and you feel like you're going to prison, check it out. Ask the big questions. Is this the best and highest job for me right now? How do I create peace and feel love and contribution, genuine, good, excellent contribution in my workplace? Ask these questions. Do not allow yourself simply to surrender to lack of freedom, lack of joy, lack of spontaneity. Freedom allows the full breath of God and your spirit and your spirit's true nature to arrive and to bless you in every way. Stay open and free. Try this out this week, and even if it moves the needle to more openness and more freedom for you, this is progress, and you will keep going. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.